Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh holds talks with Brazilian Vice President and Defence Minister in New Delhi, says partnership between the two countries vital to uphold sovereignty and promote global peace. India and Kyrgyz Republic agree to enhance collaboration on countering terrorism and drug trafficking. On Islamabad's request, Afghanistan agrees for temporary ceasefire with Pakistan amid deadly border clashes. Six people killed in US strike on alleged drug boat off Venezuela coast. And Madagascar military leader Michael Randrianirina claims presidency after coup. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India and Brazil enjoy a strategic partnership built upon mutual respect and shared values. Holding a meeting with Vice President of Brazil, Geraldo Alckmin, and Defence Minister of Brazil, José Múcio Monteiro Filho, in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Singh said the defence and security partnership between the two countries is vital to upholding sovereignty and furthering international peace and security.
Our leaders have jointly prioritized defense and security cooperation as one of the five pillars of cooperation. As two large democracies and a growing major economy, we have common interest and aspiration to play a larger role in the international governance and economic architecture. Therefore, our defense and security partnership, I believe, can contribute in furthering international peace and security, safeguarding multilateralism in global affairs, and in preserving the principles of sovereignty and the territorial integrity of nation states.
Speaking on the occasion, the Brazilian Vice President informed that President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, will visit India next year. Addressing the gathering, the Defence Minister of Brazil said the recent Memorandum of Understanding on the defence industry, currently in the process of being signed, seeks to expand collaboration in the development, production and trade of defence products. India and the Kyrgyz Republic have agreed to enhance existing collaboration on countering terrorism, radicalization, extremism and drug trafficking. National Security Advisor Ajit Dovhal today met Secretary of the Security Council of the Kyrgyz Republic, Lieutenant General Baktibek Bekbolotov, in Bishkek. They reviewed bilateral defence cooperation and discussed regional security issues. Mr. Dovhal today reached Bishkek in the Kyrgyz Republic to participate in the third meeting of the India Central Asia National Security Advisors and Secretaries of the Security Councils. Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today interacted with the delegation from the Swiss Federal Department of Economic Affairs, Education and Research in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Gadkari said that during the meeting, both parties discussed about the cooperation between the two countries in developing sustainable transport technologies and infrastructure. India has gifted critical Prussian blue capsules to Indonesia to mitigate the effects of cesium-137 contamination. On the request of the Ministry of Health of Indonesia, Embassy of India in Jakarta quickly mobilized urgently required capsules of Prussian blue. Ambassador Sandeep Chakraborty handed over the medicines today to the representatives from the Indonesian Health Ministry. The Indian Embassy in Jakarta said the gift of Prussian blue capsules will support Indonesia's mitigation efforts for potential nuclear or radiological emergencies, specifically contamination involving cesium-137. The Indo-Sri Lanka Chamber of Commerce and Industry today hosted Bridging Borders 2 at BMICH in Colombo, focusing on enabling Sri Lanka's market bond issuance in Indian currency. Sri Lanka's Minister of Labour and Deputy Minister of Economic Development, Dr. Anil Jayanta Fernando, emphasised on the importance of investment for economic growth. India has been one of the largest contributors to foreign direct investment in Sri Lanka, with a cumulative $2.25 billion till 2023. He added that Sri Lanka is working closely with India to bring in expertise for developing digital public infrastructure that would help address issues like corruption. Deputy High Commissioner of India, Dr. Satyanjal Pandey, underlined the importance of re-strategizing bilateral trade and settlement mechanisms in the current global economic context. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Afghan Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi concluded his visit to India today. Mr. Muttaqi returned to Kabul after holding a series of diplomatic engagements during his six-day visit, including talks with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in Delhi. At the request of Islamabad, Afghanistan has agreed to a temporary ceasefire with Pakistan amid escalating hostilities and deadly clashes along the border. Taliban spokesperson Zabiullah Mujahid said the Taliban has instructed all its forces to observe the ceasefire as long as no violation or aggression takes place. We have a report.
Earlier in the day, the Taliban government accused Pakistani forces of launching an unprovoked attack in Spinbuldak. In response, Afghan forces killed several Pakistani soldiers and captured their posts, weapons and military tanks. Taliban spokesperson said the clashes also resulted in the deaths of 12 Afghan civilians and injuries to over 100 others. Meanwhile, UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in Afghanistan, Richard Bennett, expressed concern over border clashes between the two countries. Last week, Pakistani forces reportedly carried out airstrikes in Barmal district, Paktika province, violating Afghan airspace. Afghan forces retaliated along the Durand line, capturing around 20 Pakistani border posts and killing 58 of its soldiers. Saira Mujtaba for World News.
A strike by U.S. forces on a boat near the coast of Venezuela has killed six suspected drug traffickers. This operation marks the latest in a series of military actions as the U.S. increases its presence in the southern Caribbean. U.S. President Donald Trump described the target as a designated terrorist group involved in narcotics trafficking, but did not specify which organization. Meanwhile, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has accused the U.S. of seeking to remove him. Madagascar's military leader Michael Randrianirina announced he will soon be sworn in as the president of the East African country after leading a coup that ousted President André Rajoelina. The military dissolved all institutions except the National Assembly and promised to govern alongside a transitional government for up to 2 years before holding new elections. Randrianirina, a former commander of the elite CAPSAT unit, played a role in the 2009 coup that brought Rajoelina to power, but recently broke ranks. Madagascar faces severe poverty, with three-quarters of its 30 million population living in hardship. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the demise of former Prime Minister of Kenya, Raila Odinga. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he was a towering statesman and a cherished friend of India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated citizens of the country on the approval of India's bid to host the Commonwealth Games 2030 in Ahmedabad. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said it is a grand endorsement of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's relentless efforts to place India on the world sports map. The Executive Board of the Commonwealth Sport has today confirmed that it will recommend Ahmedabad in India as the proposed host city for the 2030 Centenary Commonwealth Games. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh holds talks with Brazilian Vice President and Defence Minister in New Delhi, says partnership between the two countries vital to uphold sovereignty and promote global peace. India and Kyrgyz Republic agree to enhance collaboration on countering terrorism and drug trafficking. On Islamabad's request, Afghanistan agrees for temporary ceasefire with Pakistan amid deadly border clashes. Six people killed in US strike on alleged drug boat off Venezuela coast. And Madagascar military leader Michael Randrianirina claims presidency after coup. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.